Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. This week, I want to talk about the fear of mastery. So I was re-inspired because I had looked at the subject a while back in a book I read by another podcast, Roleplay Rescue by Che Webster. I'll put a link to that down in the show notes. It's a gaming podcast, but Che talks a lot about philosophy, so you might be interested even if gaming is not your thing. In any case, he talks about the idea of mastering a game, and I'm going to talk about the idea of mastering the arts, right? And a lot of it ties in because you would think that, well, you know, you can obviously, we know, right, if we're in the arts, you can be successful. You can be successful as a writer. You can be successful as a musician. You can be successful as a YouTube host, right? Or as a photographer, most obviously, right? There are businesses built around these things, and not one in a million. I mean, people that do it can do it and they can make livings from it. But still, many times, society in general, especially when we're young, but even so when you're older and you've been locked into a job and you're making good money, they look at it like, that's a hobby. That can't be what you do. Work should be work. You shouldn't be able to be creating and that's how you make your living. People just have that in their head, including us. It's in our own heads. We have to tell ourselves that it's okay for us to be the people that we need to be, that we want to be, that we should be. We've talked about that a bunch before. Basically, if you are a creator and it's in you and you want to do it, there is no shame in doing it. Just because you have a good job or because somebody might look down on it, that is not a reason to stop pursuing your dreams. Really, what we want to do is pursue those things. And yes, your dream might not be to be on the cover of Vogue as a fashion photographer or shoot, you know, the head of state as a journalist or start a cooking network if you're a chef or a huge restaurant, but it might just be as simple as learning a new language or learning to draw better or just get better at your skills so that when you are making photos, it makes a difference, right? You can actually feel proud, even more proud, right, in the work you do because you're not constantly looking at it going, oh, I wish I was a little bit better. And we're going to talk about this later in the month. But, you know, I just thought it was a really good subject because we do fall victim to it. Even those of us, myself included, in the trade. I've been doing this my whole life and still sometimes I say, you know, I'm getting older, especially when you have a month with not much going on. I'm getting older. Maybe I should go back to school. Maybe I should do something else. And the thing is, if going back to school, if doing something else is your passion, then yes, you should do it. If you're doing it because you think that that's what you're supposed to do, and someday you'll be able to do the things you want to do when you're older or whatever, I just think that's not the right way to look at things. And the best possible thing to do is to do the thing you love. Obviously, if you have a family or there's certain people you're trying, you know, you have to support financially, you can't just quit your job and, you know, go on the railroad tracks and I was going to say follow the Grateful Dead, but I don't think they're around anymore. You know, maybe they are, but just not with Jerry Garcia, right? Because he passed a while back. Anyways, you know, that's probably not possible for a lot of people, but it might be possible for a short period, right? If you do have a good job, there are such things as hiatus, right? There are such things as smushing all your vacation time together and do the thing you want to do, explore, see if you can do it. If you really want to do it, and I mean really want to do it, and I don't mean this as like, if you really want to do it, but if you really want to do it, you'll find the time, you know? And maybe you don't really want to pursue it professionally. Maybe everybody tells you, oh, I love your photos. You should be a professional photographer, but you don't really want to do that. Don't feel like you should do it, right? Try to master the thing that you are passionate about. And don't be ashamed that that is the thing that you master. It might not be master of business, right? An MBA or something. It might be master of creating images with your camera of your family that are shown to your friends that makes everybody happy. And if that's what you master, that's amazing. Master your time, master your life, try to master your feelings and your thoughts into the art. Put it together to create something and put it out there in the world because you will help people. People love to get inspired by art, both artists and non-artists. That's what we're here for. Not everybody has it in them to be, let's say, a photographer. I have talked about that I believe everybody has art in them, but not everybody has it in them, the drive, the passion to get to a certain level of photography, to take the most amazing, beautiful pictures. Maybe you do. And when you show those pictures to people, people that love photography, people that don't love photography, they might get inspired to do their own thing. It might not be photography. They might look at your beautiful pictures and say, you know what? Wow, that's amazing. You went over to this river first thing in the morning and took this picture. That's a beautiful place. Wow, this path's there. You know what? I'm inspired to go hike. I'm inspired to just be outside more. I'm inspired, if you do beauty photography or fashion, I'm inspired to mix it up and try some outlandish outfits. I'm inspired to do other things because art isn't just a straight up thing. You know, some people, maybe this is a totally different subject, but some people talk about the muse. And what's interesting to me is in my life, I've had people that I would consider the muse, and not all of them are people that I photograph, because what inspires you isn't always what you do. So try, I know I've gone sideways here, but try to stand strong. If you really truly believe in something, if you really truly feel like it's in you to do something, become the master of that thing. Put the time in, focus on it, get good at it, and you will feel fulfilled. Even if you don't make your living doing it, even if people look at it and say, that's just a hobby, why aren't you doing this? Shouldn't you be like playing golf or whatever that they think you should be doing? People always think I should be playing golf. I don't really play golf. I think it's probably pretty fun. It's just not for me. Anyways, the idea is you don't need to do what other people say. Find the thing you're passionate about, work on it, and become a master of it. And that will help you master your life and master your feelings and be just a happier person overall, I believe. I would love to know what you think, though. You can reach out to me. There's ways in the show notes below if you'd like to do so. Also down there is a link to my Discord server. That's a great way to sign up and meet other people that are also passionate about things. So, you know, there's many rooms to discuss both photography and gaming, to go back to the first thing I talked about. And there's also a link to my Patreon. If you'd like to support me that way, you can find a link down there as well. Also down there, I probably mention this because I sometimes get DMs. Usually if I mention books or something, they're also listed down there. The show notes is a world of information, so please check it out, and I'll talk to you soon.